So this is the well-known Gemara. It's also a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara mentions this special koyach of the carbon. And what really what the carbon does, it sustains us. What then do we do now that we are not able to bring carbonus? If the carbonus are so critical that we're only around, we're only alive today because of the carbonus. No, we don't have it. We haven't had carbonus for close to 2,000 years. So what do you mean? What now? Oh, the teretz is that even though we don't have carbonus, but at the same time, kfar tikanti lahem seder carbonus, and bezman shekoyru mehem lefonai mala nealeim kilo hikrivum v'ani moichel lahem al kol avoyneseim. Of course, there's a similar Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara says that even though we don't have karbonos bezman hazeh, but zois teiras ha'oilah, zois teiras ha'chata, zois teiras ha'mincha, that kol oisik b'teiras ha'oilah is ki'ilu hikrav oilah. Kol oisik b'teiras ha'chatas is ki'ilu hikrav chatas. So it's true that we don't have the ability to physically bring karbonos bezman hazeh, but ki'ilu that we do have. We can be oisik b'teiras ha'chatas, we could be koirin the seder ha'karbonos. We can learn kachim, we can say karbanos, and by doing that, it's going to be mala ani aleichem ki'ilu hikrivim lefanai, and the Gemara's language is very stark. V'ani moicha lehem al kol avoynoi seyem. The Marsha on this Gemara has a little bit of an arichos, and at the end he teaches that David HaMelech said, lulei soyroscha shashuai, Ozov adeti ba'onis. He says, Yesh loymar al pidis Gemara. That you see from the Gemara, Umali ma'modis loyneskaimu shemayim va'oritz. That shemayim va'oritz can have a kiyum without the karbonis. But at the same time, now, and there have been tkufos where we didn't have karbonis. So says the Gemara, Omele, fun of Rebbeinu Shloima, from Avinu told Hashem, Tenech bezmancha beis amikdash kaim. Bezmancha im beis amikdash kaim mate aleim. And what's the teretz? The teretz is you can learn the parish of the karbonis. You can read the parish of the karbonis. So he said, Lule say roscha shashua, taiches the marsha. We're not for the Torah, ozavaditi ba'onye. Because Umali ma'modis lein eskaimu shemayim va'aretz. And how do we have that today? We have that through the Torah. That's Lule say roscha shashua, ozavaditi ba'onye. Just one interesting ha'ara before we go weiter. So Avraham Avinu tells Hashem, you know, I'm very afraid because it's very nice. You promised me I'm going to have a child. But how do I know that my descendants are always going to do the right thing? How do I know that the Yidden aren't going to sin and you're going to end up destroying them the same way you destroy the Dora Mabel and the Dora Flaga? The Maratzchios in the Zagoyis on this Gemara right here says, Tzorich Iyon. How could Avraham Avinu have had such a fleeting havamina? Isn't it a pasuk in the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu swore he's never going to bring a mabel. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu swore that he's never going to bring a mabel, so how is it possible that he could have been worried about this? That's the whole rainbow, right? We know this. This is Aleph base. Every little child knows that there was a mabel, but at the same time, Hashem swore that he's never going to bring another marble. So all of a sudden, Avraham Avinu's worried. How do I know that Yidden aren't going to sin? And you're going to do to them what you did to the Dara marble. How could Abishah do what he did to the Dara marble? Abishah swore that he's not going to do again what he did to the Dara marble. Says Marat Zchiyas for Efshar. Da kavono sheyase imoem kolo kedara marble. Ulam, loy al yedei marble mayim, rak al yedei marble esh ukedoimo. Maybe Avraham Avinu's concern was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to the world what he did to the Dara Mabel, meaning he's going to destroy mankind, albeit not in the same way that he did it to the Dara Mabel. The Dara Mabel was destroyed with water. Says the Maritz Chiyos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he won't bring another Mabel, his Shvua was that he wouldn't bring another Mabel Shomayim. But who said that the Eibishter can't bring a Mabel Shalesh? Who said there can't be a Mabel of Gofres for Melach Sreifa Kalarza? How do you know that there can't be a Mabel that's going to happen through some other means? There was never a Shvu on that. So says Maritz Chiyos, that's what Avram Avinu was worried about. He knew there was a Shvu in Parshas Noach, of course. But at the same time, Avram knew that the Shvu was only for a Mabel Shamayim. Who said the Shvu was going to be for a Mabel Shalesh? The truth is that this Chiddush of the Maritz Chiyos, that the Shvu of the Mabel was only that Hashem won't bring a Mabel Shomayim, but Lav Dafka that he won't bring a Mabel Shalesh is really a very, very big discussion. One of the Marim Mekoymas is the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Noach. It's in the middle of a long piece. Just read this one short paragraph. The Nisha Lamed al hoychachas birur hadavar. Im habris, this bris, the covenant that Hashem made with mankind, gam al shar puraniyish lo yavoyu lahachris kol basar, oy davka b'mei hamabal hushanishba. In other words, Arachaim is clearing this shiloh. Was the shvuah of the mabul dafka meha mabul? Or was the shvuah even with some other means? Either way, the Maratzchiyah says, l'chura from this gemara, there's a tremendous raya that could be the shvuah was only that there wouldn't be a mabul shomayim, but maybe a mabul shal'esh, there would be.